is our post-arrest happy music. Don't worry, you'll be out of jail soon. Just keep your wrists and fingers moving so you don't get too much nerve damage. As much as you can, anyways. We'll try to get some arrest tallies here. I'm going to call the sheriff's department and see if we can find out how many people have been arrested. I might as well call the police, too, while I'm at it. So, I'll try to get that information out to you as soon as I can. EnemyCombatantRadio.net.
To talk to you about. We'll be right back.
Okay, so enemy combatant radio, we're not sure what's happening out there. Our one correspondent who was inside the police encirclement has apparently been arrested, and I guess people are heading over to 850 Bryant Street for jail solidarity. That's the latest we've heard, and I'm trying to decide if I should stick it out here at ECR into the late night hours, or if I should head back and catch up on the news at home. So we'll see if anybody calls soon. I'll stick around. Not. And like I said, I'm going to try to get information on the number of arrests that we've had. So I'm going to call the sheriffs and see if they have any information. What music should I play here? I don't know. This is Enemy Combatant Radio. And it's officially late. So, bear with me.
How about playing something different?
Yum, yum. tried to go clean from protesting, but I'm a recidivist. My government behaving with unlimited wickedness. In the interest of peace is how a liar wages war, then clamors for more. I wish we had elections every day. Wave the ballot in the air like a sign when I say, democracy delivered by the bomb and the gun. Is terror elsewhere in the world I'm from?
Yeah, I got a delivery for Iraq here. Can Iraq sign for it? It's a large box of freedom. Sorry, I meant explosions. The freedom is back ordered.
Do you cheer for the once and for all of an enemy whose hand our man Don was on in 83, but who now exemplifies all evil? It's what you get for shaking hands with people who represent the vast and sinister interests of industry. Protect the free trade world, so don't try to stop us. We deliver them bullets and sell them their coffins.
Hello, U.S. Senate. Yeah, I have 100 copies of the album Brave Prisoners Gone Wild DVD. There's also your bonus album Brave Prisoners Gone Wild Totally Spring Break. Sign here.
And I wish that I could afford the ear of Bush II. I'd ask, is it your favorite philosopher who recommends invading and exterminating all who defy us? Crying out justice, but seeking out triumph. Was it your Christ, unbeloved of empires? One nailed his ass to a post, he expired. A terrorist, as Roman evidence showed, put down like a retard on the death row. In Texas, I guess, tough luck, right, George? Ain't that how every war gets scored? Big gun wins, winner gets a free turn. Enemy after enemy burns. Are you listening, sir? Or did your mind drift to the next country in your axis? To all the cool bomb drops you get to call. Delivery fresh from the Fourth Reich to y'all.
Mystical sparks encircled by loneliness and cold darkness. Are you afraid? So are a lot of other people. One of the reasons witchcraft has survived through the ages is because man's need to coerce destiny and subdue the fear within has never subsided. Witchcraft attempts to deceive, cajole, and otherwise disturb natural inclination and occurrences. Witches know about the universal energy of which all things are part. You, the stars, the trees, the rocks, the gods. We know how to tune into this energy and use it. A witch is a psychic female who, with magical secrets and sheer force of will, makes things happen. I'm a witch. My mother is a witch. My grandmother is a witch. And my grandmother's great-grandmother was a witch. I'm a sixth-generation witch. With magic, I control energy. With magic, I can help you become a power. With enchantments, spells, and charms, you will soon be able to rearrange the law and order of all things. Orgies are ritualistic energy exchanges that provide the concentration of power needed for spell casting. Witches and wizards crave energy, and in fact are very much addicted to it in all forms. And there's a special kind of energy derived from uniting with another. And so spellcasters do a tremendous amount of uniting. We know that a mystical bond exists between lovemakers. This bond is able to attract all sorts of good luck and success. An energy exchange celebration that is offered as a token to the gods will liberate your soul and expand your consciousness. You will be better able to absorb the raw energy of the cosmos and convert it quickly to your needs after you have participated in a glorious celebration of love. Enchanters need orgies. The orgy will help you generate the electric and magnetic impulses you'll need in order to cast spells. The best time for an orgy is during the dark of the moon, or when the moon is full, and again at the times of the equinoxes. These are periods when the earth is surrounded by wild vibrations, and when if the orgy is successful, you will be able to slip easily into the fifth dimension of fantasy, gather what you need, and return stronger and ready to create your destiny. Traditional orgies have always consisted of either 9, 11, 13, or 22 guests. You are able to double the amount, triple it, increase it 7 times over. But you must never invite one more or one less. There's a reason for the strict discipline in witchcraft. And if you deviate from the rule, you could unleash powerful and unfortunate evil forces. So plan your orgy with care. Invite only a specified number of guests. To begin the orgy, all guests must stand in a circle. Each must light a red candle and dedicate the flame to the god Pluto. And then let the place be filled with laughter. And as the queen witch rings a pewter bell 3 times, psychic inspiration will direct the group activities.
Enemy Combatant Radio. We're waiting for your calls. 415-864-1006. Let us know what's happening. And I will be sticking around here just for a little bit longer, taking more calls that we get. So, about 10 more minutes or so. Thanks for listening this evening. Check indiebay.org for any more updates that we get in overnight or in the morning.
The kids, the TV generation in the second world, you know, Europe and the socialist, communist world, Eastern Europe, those kids, the TV kids, they are replaying what we and you did in the 60s. Yeah, which was to scream, we want it all and we want it now. But the problem is we, except me, and they at the time, back then and now, they have no idea how to get it. Right? Because they don't exist anymore. They already have ended the revolutions over there. They are sitting on a garbage dump and they don't know how to move. In other words, they're dimly becoming aware of the discarnate state, which was a replay of the 70s. The 70s was the baby boom generation's bland out, realizing that they wanted it all, wanted it now, but had no inkling of how to get it. Because you can't get something that isn't there. Therefore, the rearview mirror image is left for obsessive consumerism. Obsessive shopping is a military operation.